Now we will proceed. Thank you, Ms. Clark. Now we will proceed into our public testimony portion.
All right. The first person I have on my list is Brian Rayback from Pierce Atwood.
Thank you, Ruth Ann. My name is Brian Rayback. I'm here representing NewsMe Landfill Operations, LLC, the operator of the state's landfill at Juniper Ridge. The testimony that I'm about to give is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. We're here to urge you to reject the petition today. We have filed written comments, and so I can be brief. This petition greatly affects the state-owned landfill because it is the only operating state-owned landfill in Maine. And as others have mentioned, by law, the state-owned landfills cannot accept out-of-state waste and must obtain public benefit determinations to expand. There are four basic points that I'd like to make today. The first is that the board does not have the legal authority to revise by rule the definition that the legislature has established of waste that is generated within the state, or what we typically call in-state waste. That's because the legislature has defined that term clearly and specifically in statute. In fact, as we were talking about a moment ago with Ms. Clark, the legislature just revised the definition of in-state waste in a statute that took effect in June of this year, about 5 months after the petition was filed. That new definition continues to make clear, as it has for years, that the residues from Maine incinerators, Maine recyclers, and Maine processors is in-state waste, provided they meet certain recycling standards. That includes facilities like PERC, it includes facilities like ReEnergy and ARC, and also a facility like Fiber Rights Coastal Facility, which is a processing facility if they get operating again. And as Mr. Spencer alluded to, the legislature was specifically presented with the idea of the point of origin that is presented in this petition. They were put, they had that right in front of them and they chose not to accept it. The board can't change that definition, which is set in statute by rule. Only the legislature can do that. Second, even if you did have the authority, adapting or adopting a new definition of in-state waste would hurt Maine's incinerators, recyclers, and processors by making it more expensive to recycle and dispose of their residues. Mr. Spencer's suggestion that we exempt the incinerators from that is a good example of what we're talking about. Those facilities would have to do one of two things. They either stop accepting waste from outside of Maine, which, by the way, is constitutionally protected as private facilities, or they'd have to send their residuals to a private landfill, probably at an increased cost. And let's be clear, they will produce residuals no matter how good of a job they do. There's always going to be a string of Christmas lights in the recycling bin, or a bowling ball, or carpeting that comes in with the C&D. There's always going to be ash from an incinerator. So the change would only make it harder to incinerate and recycle. Under the waste management hierarchy, we should be supporting businesses that incinerate, process, and recycle. We shouldn't be making it more difficult. Also, it's worth noting that the residues are currently beneficially reused at Juniper Ridge as daily cover and for shaping and grading. Without them, the most likely replacement is virgin soil, which isn't even a waste at all, and I think we can all agree probably shouldn't be going into a landfill. Third, the addition of a new type of equal protection and environmental justice, a relatively new concept, would be a major policy change. Regardless of what you think about whether it's a good idea or not, I think we all have to acknowledge that it would be a significant change. Slipping those in to the solid waste rules as part of a public benefit determination for state-owned solid waste facilities is not the right way to go about that. Equal protection, as currently defined, doesn't cover things like class, income, and disability, as proposed in the petition. And Maine has never adopted environmental justice principles. And again, maybe you think we should, but these concepts are vague and untested. Both go well beyond any of Maine's current protections And it's not clear from the petition how far they would go or how they'd be applied here. Reference the discussion that Mr. Duchesne was having earlier, and Mr. Pelletier too. Is it procedural? Is it substantive? It's hard to say whether the board has the authority to just adopt environmental justice if we don't even know what it is. And certainly nothing in the statutes currently authorizes the board to do environmental justice. So there's some problems here. An arcane rulemaking on an arcane topic in the solid waste laws by a little used petition process is not the best way to go about having that debate. There may be room for a discussion another day in the legislature is where I suggest that should be. Fourth, Maine's rules regulating state-owned landfills are already stringent and they provide many opportunities for public input. There's no emergency here. From reading the written comments on the petition, one would think that Juniper Ridge is totally unregulated and that the department and the board have turned a blind eye. That's not the case. They'll have to meet hundreds of pages of environmental regulations aimed at things like preventing leaks, capturing and treating leachate, and managing odors, just to name a few. They're also regularly inspected by the department. There are also numerous opportunities for the public to participate in these kinds of actions. For example, the petition like this is an opportunity for the public to be involved. The public also gets to testify on statutes and rules, comment on applications, appeal decisions. In addition, every licensing activity in public benefit application is preceded by public notice and goes through a public review process. And in the solid waste world, there's even something called a citizen advisory committee that receives still more notice of the various actions that involve the state-owned landfill, except for minor alterations. So we don't think there's an emergency that has to be resolved by inserting environmental justice principles here today. Thank you for the opportunity to comment. I'd be very happy to try to answer any questions if you have them, Mr. Chairman.
Good timing. Comments for Mr. Rayback from the board? Seeing none. Any questions from Ms. Loizum? None. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Rayback.
Thank you, sir.
Next on the list, Ms. Ruth Ann Burke.
I have Ron Huber from Friends of Penobscot Bay.